Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together and hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16. God had mercy on me so that Christ Jesus could use me as a prime example of his great patience with even the worst of sinners. Then others will realize that they too can believe in him and receive eternal life. The Apostle Paul never forgot his colourful past. He'd been so committed to his Jewish faith that he'd gone to extraordinary lengths to destroy the church. He was convinced that Jesus was the enemy of everything that he held dear, and so he enthusiastically threw his energies in trying to crush Christianity. When his life was turned around on the road to Damascus, it changed everything. He came to realize how completely wrong he'd been, and to see the wickedness of what he'd done. He felt that he was the worst possible sinner. He knew that he could never deserve God's love and forgiveness, but he received it anyway, because God is also unfathomably merciful. Mercy is a wonderful thing, but it can be hard for us to receive because we understand the principle of justice. If I exceed the speed limit, I expect there to be consequences, and although I might mutter and complain about it, I know that I have no right to be surprised. That's how a justice system works. And we all want to live in a society that respects the principles of justice. But if I do something wrong and am told that there's no penalty and no rebuke because I've been forgiven, that flies in the face of justice. That's what the Apostle Paul struggled with. He knew that he deserved condemnation, but what he received was mercy and forgiveness. Paul's experience of mercy totally changed his understanding of life. He concluded that if God could have mercy on him after his catalogue of sin, God could be merciful to anyone. Here is the good news for all of us. Whatever wrongs we may have done, God reaches out to us in mercy. It may be hard to take, because we know how richly we deserve to be condemned, but God opens his arms to each of us and promises to set us free. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for not treating us with justice, but with endless mercy. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can also hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.